Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The state of the union.
The state of our union.
State of the union.
My fellow Americans, the state of our union is
going to be fine.
Very, very public.
A complete disaster.
A little more honest.
Business as usual.
Yeah. The national annual commander-in-chief hand-holding policy wish list, feel-good fest, and oh, all that suspense over what audience member plant he will point to with a sentimental story. Yes, the presidential show, the State of the Union address, is tomorrow night. Okay, I'm cynical. Three guesses. State of the Union, I'm going to go out a limb here. I'm betting it's strong, right? That's what we'll hear. But from inside the Washington bubble, Americans around the country might ask, what union is he talking about? What state? We're going to take this out of Washington, D.C. All states of the union are local, right? Tip O'Neill once said something like that. We're going to make it a local matter. Joining us this morning, Emily Rooney, host of WGBH's Greater Boston, Phil Latzman, host of the Florida Roundup on WLRM in South Florida, and Ben Philpott, State House reporter at KUT in Austin. Emily, Phil, and Ben, welcome.
Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Emily,
great to be here.
I'll begin with you, Emily. I'm assuming that the president won't say anything about the weather for you folks up in New England, right?
He might, you know, because actually the weather is a big concern here. You know, I was going to have that as one of my issues. I'll start that. There was this big study that just came out last week about the rising tide here. This is a huge issue for Massachusetts because of its, you know, valued coastline, tourist areas like Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, not to mention the Back Bay, Logan Airport, which we were told last week will be under 15 feet of water by the year 2050. So we're really interested in what kind of engineering feats are being developed and, you know, even if they're considering geoengineering, because this is a huge issue for people in Massachusetts. Of course, jobs is always the big issue on everybody's plate. We are not as bad off as many other states, but we've got a couple other issues that are really burning here. One of them is the state of our infrastructure, how to pay for, you know, upgrades to roads, bridges, the T. Our debt, believe it or not, I always say, how could this be, is $8.3 billion just for our T system. So, you know, we've got the governor here who's proposed new taxes to help pay for that, but it just doesn't seem feasible, especially since, you know, the federal project that we developed here, the big dig that went on for 25 years, was largely responsible for that debt. So not that Massachusetts is looking for a federal bailout, but some kind of suggestions might be up order.
Now, I know people think of New Englanders as sort of, you know, elitist, but we should remind people who don't know, the T system is not for delivering some sort of beverage.
No,
it's actually your subway, yes.
The MBTA. Yeah,
exactly.
So, they shut down this weekend. You know, this is not a modern day transportation system. They can't run in a big snowstorm. So that thing really needs some upgrades. You know, the other one that people around Massachusetts don't talk a lot about this, but they're extremely proud of our innovation hub, which is Kendall Square, the fantastic, unbelievable, you know, hundreds of innovation projects, startups. You know, we've got MIT, iRobot, pharmacology, all kinds of cancer drugs that are being developed here. We want to be able to continue to really feed that beast and bring jobs to our state
all
through
right.
that, because this is something that we don't want to, you know, just defer to California, Silicon Valley.
Emily Rooney, host of WGBH's Greater Boston show, well inland without the same sort of coastal water concerns in Austin, Texas. Ben Philpott, what's the state of your union down there?
Well, you know, I think people are going to be listening to what the president has to say on immigration. You know, Texas actually has a little bit more moderate stance on that. We've, you know, got a large business lobby that is making sure the Republicans in the state do not pass any kind of real harsh anti-immigration bills. So I think it'll be interesting to see what the reaction in Texas is to what the president may lay out on that. Also, they'll be listening to any talk of the federal gun bans. Obviously, in Texas, we have people that enjoy keeping their guns and enjoy using their guns a lot. We've had some bills in the state legislature that are trying to increase security at schools, obviously, in wake of the Newtown shooting. And we do have one bill filed. I'm not saying it's going to go anywhere, but we do have a bill filed with about 44 Republicans co-signing that would make it a crime for a federal officer to enforce a federal gun ban in the state of Texas.
So confrontation there at KUT in Austin, Texas, where Texans will be looking for fighting words from the president on some sense.
Well, you know, except for maybe immigration. I mean, I think that there are a lot of Republicans here in the state who understand the role of a big immigration policy finally getting passed at the federal level. But they will be interested in hearing some of the details.
Ben Philpott, State House reporter at KUT in Austin, Texas. Phil Latzman, host of the Florida Roundup on WLRM in Miami. You've got underwater problems. You got immigration problems there. And you got Marco Rubio delivering the response, eh?
We got problems, John, but I ditto the sea level rise issue here in South Florida. It's been a major, major thing we've talked about since Superstorm Sandy. But, you know, immigration reform, over 800,000 of the estimated 11 million undocumented residents in the U.S. are here in Florida. A lot of dreamers, the children of immigrants brought here illegally, hoping for passage of the DREAM Act so they can go to college affordably. Voting after the debacle over long lines and waiting that we all remember, how to control foreclosures, real estate, and then gun control. Now, I spoke this morning with a freshman member of Congress from South Florida, Democrat Lois Frankel. She represents parts of the second and third largest counties in the state, Broward and Palm Beach. She's also a former member of the Florida legislature and mayor of West Palm Beach. She says not much has changed since the election, with one notable exception.
The gun violence issue, I believe, is on everybody's mind. So I do think my constituencies are expecting to hear the president continue to be forceful on that issue.
And she says she feels so strongly about it, she has not invited a constituent to sit with her. She's actually going to have Lynn McDonald's, the mother of Grace McDonald, a 7-year-old who died in the Newtown, Connecticut shootings in December. But here in Florida, very aligned with the NRA, state leaders in Tallahassee, still mostly Republican, a lot of resistance to changing any gun laws here, John.
Wow, so that could be the person that Obama points to during the State of the Union address, the big moment of suspense there. Phil Latzman, host of the Florida Roundup on WLRN in Miami, Florida. Thanks so much. Also, thanks to Ben Philpott, State House reporter at KUT Austin, and to our good friend Emily Rooney at our partner station WGBH in Boston. Emily, Phil, and Ben, thanks so much, and have a great SOTU.